This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. An idea that's been percolating on the Tampa campus of the University of South Florida for a decade is now being applied halfway around the world, just as its inventors imagined. Daniel Yeh came up with the idea of a resource recovery machine while he was working on his doctorate at Stanford University.
So what that means is it converts the waste materials, either human waste or food waste, various types of wastewater, waste material. We will convert that to beneficial products.
More importantly, the machine would work completely off-grid, meaning no outside water or power source would be required. Yeh came to USF in 2004 as an associate professor in the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering. He brought the concept with him and shared it with his graduate students.
We went from basically just having an idea, making sketches on the board, to building prototypes in the lab and trying things out.
The team eventually came up with a patented device they call the New Generator. New being an acronym for the machine's end products: nutrients, energy, and water. Now let me explain how this works. The system is paired with a device with a sewage tank, say a portable toilet. The battery-run generator pulls waste and wastewater from the tank, then runs it through a membrane-based cleaning filter. Now that draws out nutrients as well as water that is then chlorinated for future toilet flushing. Now the whole system is housed in a small shipping container, about 10 feet tall, 10 feet long, 10 feet wide. On the roof, solar panels recharge the generator's batteries. On the side, non-edible plants contained in a row of pipes are sustained using the nutrients in the chlorinated water. Environmental engineering doctoral student Jorge Calabria shows off some of those plants.
So what we have here is lavender. So it's a very aromatic herb. So you can create lavender oils with it, fragrances. And underneath, we have some chrysanthemums. They're an annual flower plant that would provide a nice look. If we're doing anything, we're kind of improving the aesthetic.
Now, the generator has drawn attention and, more importantly, funding from a variety of sources. It beat out 85 other ideas to win a $50,000 prize from the Cade Museum in Gainesville last year. It also received a $100,000 grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. But the biggest prize came as a $200,000 award from the government of India, which has invited the group to field test the generator in the coastal city of Trivandrum. Graduate research assistant Robert Baer says it's an ideal place to put the system through its paces.
Part of the problem is flooding. So any sort of soil-based sanitation system, they end up flooding whenever the tide comes in. And so septic tanks and a lot of conventional wastewater treatment facilities just don't work in those areas.
At capacity, one generator can treat the wastewater from 100 people per day. Its compact size can make a difference. Four generators can fit into one full shipping container, which can be sent to an impoverished area, whether for daily use or in post-disaster humanitarian efforts. And while the system could be used in drought-stricken areas in the U.S., Yeh says developing countries are the ideal place for the generator.
You know, I once heard somebody on a TED Talk saying that, you know, there's this thinking that poor people deserve poor solutions, and that's completely false. Poor people deserve solutions that work.
The team is currently in India setting up the system. Baer will remain there for about a year to test and collect data and see how the equipment can be improved.
When I first traveled abroad as a really young child, I saw the conditions that a lot of people live in, and it really impacted me. I wanted to make an impact with some skill set. And now as an engineer, I feel like I have a tangible skill set that I can offer to other people. And I feel like this project does exactly that.
And Yeh hopes that Baer's observations will make it easier to eventually mass produce and market the new generator.
You know, we believe in this technology, and now is basically to put this in the right product form, find the right customers, and really convince people that this will work.
For video of the new generator and pictures of the group in India, go to our webpage, wusf.org, and click on the University Beat link. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.